something for the weekend. It's Saturday, it's Trina, and on the line we've got Dr. Aileen McGloin from Safe Food. Good morning, Aileen, how are you?
Good morning, Trina, how are you?
I'm great. We're getting a bit stressed out. Christmas just around the corner, and some really interesting research done from Safe Food. You've discovered that one in four adults have had a Christmas dinner disaster.
Yes, I was surprised myself to see how high that was, but it was mostly relating to either overcooking the turkey or undercooking the turkey. And of course, from a food safety perspective, undercooking is obviously a little bit more dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. I remember we got a turkey. We spent a fortune on an organic turkey a few years ago, and the thing was gone off. Christmas was ruined. And then another year, the oven broke. But these things happen on Christmas Day for some reason.
Indeed. And one of the key things that people said that went wrong for them is that they forgot, about 1 in 20 had forgotten to turn on the oven. So that just speaks to me about how stressed people are. So after all the prep and all the work and everything, I suppose to go out and go to mass or go to the friends for the get-togethers and come back thinking the turkey is going to be mostly done and nothing has happened. So, you know, when you're under pressure and under stress, it's the little things, you know, to just make sure.
Yeah. Oh God, you just cry, wouldn't you, if that happened? I wouldn't be able for that at all. There's a Chinese takeaway near my house that opens 365 days a year, so I think I'd be giving them a call.
You've got a backup plan anyway.
Yeah, and Christmas Eve and the day before in the supermarkets, it's just the craziest time as well. So I want to talk to you today, Aileen, about your top tips for people in advance of Christmas, because the last thing we want to be is sick. It's all to do with making sure that you prep your food properly, that everything is clean. So what are your top tips for us?
In advance of Christmas, the best thing to do is just have a look at your fridge and think about your storage space. So one thing that people don't think about is just how big the turkey can be. You will have to have a look at your fridge, clear out anything that's out of date or that doesn't need to be refrigerated necessarily, like drinks and so on. Make sure you clear space at the bottom of your fridge, because that is where the turkey needs to sit. We advise you to put it at the bottom so that no drips or splashes fall on food below. It's to try and avoid contamination across other foods. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing. If you've ordered your turkey, don't pick it up until at least within the 2 days before you want to cook it. You know, basically pick it up at the very last minute if you can.
Yeah.
If you are buying a frozen turkey, you might have it in your freezer already. You need to check the weight now, because you need to calculate how long it takes to defrost. We advise defrosting in the fridge, again in a tray so there's no drips. It takes up to 24 hours for 2 kilos, each 2 kilos. So let's say you have a 6 kilo bird to feed about 10 people. That could take up to 3 days to defrost.
Oh.
So it takes a long time. So just be aware of that and factor that in. That is one of those mistakes that people can make.
Can I ask how you defrost it? This is something that I'm always confused about. Even when it comes to chicken and that throughout the year, I tend to just always have fresh chicken because I'm always worried about defrosting properly. So what is the best way to defrost a turkey?
Always in the fridge. The problem is in defrosting it out of the fridge is that, you know, kitchens at Christmas time are, you know, very busy places, very warm. The meat under the skin could be at room temperature while the cavity is still frozen.
Okay.
So, you know, you'll increase the growth of the bacteria around the edges of the turkey, if you like, and it won't be properly defrosted inside. So to get an even defrosting, it's best done slowly and in the fridge.
So in the fridge, bottom shelf, for a turkey for 8 or 10 people for 3 days beforehand.
So the
22nd.
Yeah. Yeah. Check your weight. Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay. How do you know then that the turkey is completely defrosted? What will it look like?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So if you have defrosted your turkey, you'll know that it's completely defrosted. Just push the skin and the body should be soft. You can see it kind of pliable under your fingers. The other thing is you can move the legs. They should move easily. And then just look inside and make sure that there's no ice crystals in the cavity. And if you've got all those three things, your turkey is definitely defrosted.
And do you have to wash a turkey or anything like that beforehand?
No, we absolutely advise against washing the turkey. People would have done this traditionally, but if you cook your turkey properly, it'll kill all the bacteria. There is no need to wash it. Mm-hmm. What you do if you wash the turkey is that you simply end up splashing bacteria all around your sink area. And of course, that's where you might have clean dishes drying and so on. So the last thing you want is to contaminate around that area.
Yeah, a tummy bug would not be great for the whole family over Christmas. Okay, lots more cooking tips and safe food tips from Dr. Aileen McGloin from safefood.eu when it comes to your Christmas dinner. Aileen, will you hang there a sec?
No problem at all.
This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits. Classic Hits, something for the weekend. It's Trina Mari here, and I can admit I have never made a Christmas dinner. The hubby does it all every year, and I wouldn't know where to start, to be honest. So thank God Dr. Aileen McGloin from Safe Food is on the line this morning, teaching us how to make Christmas dinner and how to do it safely. We've been talking about turkey cook times, how you know it's defrosted. All those questions are being answered right now. How do you know how long to put the turkey in for?
Well, we have a handy calculator on our website, safefood.eu. You just pop in the weight of your turkey, you pop in whether it's stuffed or not, and it'll give you exactly the amount of time that you need to cook it for. So I would advise people to just look out for the Safe Food Turkey calculator.
Okay, because it can take a fairly long time, can't it, as well? Now, talk to me, Aileen, about leftovers. We're great for making the turkey sandwiches until the end of time. How quickly should it be used up?
Once you've had your lovely Christmas dinner, I know everybody just wants to sit down, you're tired and you just want a bit of Christmas telly. But the main thing is that you try to strip down the turkey at that point and get the meat into containers and into the fridge within about 2 hours. That's the best way to ensure that it's safe. Once you get it in the fridge, it'll store for up to 3 days fresh. Okay. Now you can freeze it, of course, and then you can store it up to 6 months frozen. But if you're just eating it fresh, you've got about 3 days to use up the leftovers. Now, we have lots of lovely turkey leftover recipes on safefood.eu. So if you're looking for ideas, you can pop on there and have a look. I actually love the turkey leftovers. I love the sandwiches and all the curries and all that. So, you know, it's a great way to, especially if you have a big crowd in the house, it's a great way to use up all the meat.
I have to say, we've never done that before. We've never actually stripped down the turkey afterwards on the day. And we tend to leave it in the fridge, you know, still on the bone and everything, which is really bad, isn't it? Should just get it into Tupperware or whatever.
As long as it goes in within the 2 hours, it's okay. It's just that it's just so big, it'll take up all your space, and it's handier just to get it into the containers right away.
Yeah, yeah. How do you know then that your turkey is definitely cooked and not undercooked, Aileen?
Okay, there's a couple of different checks. You usually check between the breast and the leg, because that is the thickest part of the meat. And there you should check that there's no pink meat, that the juices run clear, and that it's piping hot all the way through. If you've stuffed it in the cavity, you also need to just check that the stuffing is also steaming, a little bit of steam coming off it if it's done all the way through. So just check that as well.
Okay. And somebody said to me yesterday in the office how they made a turkey last year for the very first time, because a lot of people, it's funny, even when you're in your 40s, you may have never done a turkey before because you go to your in-laws' house or whatever, and they left the giblets in. And they all sat down to dinner and realised the turkey was full of giblets. So remember to remove them.
Take the giblets out. Absolutely, yeah.
I've actually never done the Christmas dinner. I don't think I'd be trusted to do it. But some great tips there today. I'm starving. Yeah. I can't wait for it, Aileen.
Yeah, actually, for any newbies, there's lots of we have lots of videos on either our YouTube channel, which is Safe Food TV, or if you just Google, you'll find them as well. So that's kind of handy. Just the videos are an easy way to learn how to do it for the first
time.
Brilliant.
Yeah, because there's so much pressure as well. Because if you are doing it for the first time, I mean, there's a lot of expectation from people, especially if you're entertaining for other people who are coming around. And the key is, as well, it's getting everything, all the food ready at the same time to serve, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, for anyone who's starting, you know, cooking, I would just say, look, ask for help. You know, our kitchens may not be big enough. Our ovens may not be big enough. It's hard to keep everything warm. If you have a hot plate, you know, one of those plug-in hot plates, they're very handy to keep everything warm.
Yeah, I've seen them. They look great. They're actually very reasonably priced as well.
They're not expensive. And if you ring around family or your WhatsApp, somebody will have one somewhere. Do you know what I mean? Don't take on all the responsibility yourself as well.
We borrow plates and pots and everything from people because we know that we definitely don't have a pot big enough for the ham. And we're not going to buy one because we'll use it once a year. So do ask around. So that's great info, Aileen. So safefood.eu, loads of cooking tips there, including your turkey cooking time calculator. And if you've got any last minute questions on Christmas Day, Aileen is going to be available. I'm going to give out our mobile now. I'm only joking.
Well, you know what? Actually, we have a little, on our Facebook Messenger, we have Chef Bot. We have a bot who can answer any of the most commonly asked Christmas questions. So you will find anything you want through Facebook Messenger. Just key in turkey time and he'll pop up and answer your question.
Oh, that's brilliant. So we aren't really lying there, Aileen.
No, we can actually answer questions on Christmas. I was going to say, last Christmas, 80,000 people visited our website between Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So You know, you're not alone. If you're doing your last minute check to see how long to cook the turkey or what to do with the leftovers, yeah, everybody's doing it. So go straight on to safefood.eu.
Thank you very much, Aileen. Lots of info there today. I think I'll still leave the cooking to the hubby, just in case. Safefood.eu for all your tips. Thanks, Aileen.
Thank you. Have a great
Cheers.
Christmas.
Cheers, you
care.
Too.
Bye.
This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.